you made a mistake, that'll turn out better than you thought, because God will work it for good, because now you're giving up to God. So the celibacy gives up the physical energies. The next one is called bhakti, love and devotion to God, to send the energies of the spleen upwards. I love you, God. Praise you, God. I love you. I love you. Sending the love up the spine. And as you're saying, I love you, to feel that energy going inward and upward, just like you do the physical energy. Now, you'll find that that's a little bit subtler, and you may be too gross to get it at first until you purify your consciousness, but you will actually feel a movement, a solid movement, like a physiological movement, inward and upward, as you're sending your love and devotion to God. The next is called rajas, or putting the mind in a king's view, or the God's view, to have God thoughts, good thoughts in your mind, thoughts about all the people instead of your own trip. You see what I'm saying? Put your mind in that universal. We're going to the universal consciousness now. We're creating universal beingness. There'll be one point where you step into that vehicle, like you step to the inner vehicle that you were working from, or now are stepping to the higher vehicle, because you're transferring your attention. You create the vehicle, then you step into it and you take it on. Tathagatananda, you may wonder who Tathagatananda is. Tathagatananda is the gold, white, and crystal light that's transcended to this world. It is an aspect of myself that is attuned to those levels, has no limitation. I had the name for a year before I could even use it. It was given to me by the Great White Brotherhood of Ascended Masters. And I wrote it down and I put it on my altar under, they said, you can have this name when you demonstrate this name. And it was the bestower of gifts of liberated bliss. It was the overseer of the gifts, the liberation of those gifts, the joy or the bliss within them. And I remember telling Rebecca when I brought that out, I said, they gave me this name, but they wouldn't let me use it. For a year, I couldn't use it. I had it in my Buddha, on my altar, under the Buddha. And I had it in there. I go to use that. So I chanted. And I saw, I was not that great being. I was not that transcendental consciousness. I wasn't reading from that point of view then. I didn't have any of that awareness. But I kept seeing the greatest God consciousness for that vehicle of awareness. See, we are creators. Just like we created the entity of astral physics that you are now experiencing and enjoying. But it was created. Every corporation creates an entity. U.S. Steel is an entity. The office of the President of the United States is an entity. It's an entity. And when we pray for the office of the United States, whoever is in that office then is subject to those prayers. You see? So when we pray for the office of the President. See? We could pray for the personal person of Ronald Reagan. But if we pray for the presidency, every president comes into that will be subject to that principality, that in power that is over him, the office of the presidency. There's something comes on from that, you see. That's what you're doing. You're creating an ability to move from the awareness you're at now to take a big jump. Well, it's good to have a line, a lifeline to grab a hold of on the way. To lead yourself. And that's what you're doing at this point by sending that energy up. So when you put your mind on God, you become the king of union, your mind union, the rajas, the raja yoga, the masterfully of the mind. There's more to each one of these that I'm telling you. I'm just telling you aspects of these various sciences that I learned. Then to turn your knowledge to God, nana, the wisdom, to turn your wisdom to God, to let God's wisdom to be in your heart. Nana. See? Turn your heart upwards. To know God. To know that these things are of God. And all that's happening is of God. And now turning upwards. See, we're turning each chakra upwards. Consciously. See? The talent that has been given to you is of God. That talent may be speaking. I find that I have a great talent for speaking. I love it. Thank God he gave me the talent. It took me a lot of years of practicing the chance to get the darshan, the ability to have spirit come through the voice. By just hearing my voice, many people are healed. They can listen to a tape and be healed by the sound of the voice, because the spirit is coming through. You see the spirit coming through your wisdom. You see the spirit coming through your mind. You see God's spirit coming through your emotions as you turn them upwards and make that connection. My emotions come from God. I have godly feelings, godly thoughts, godly knowledge. There is a trap here. If the ego gets it, then the ego wants to say, I have it all. You will be all-knowing and all-wise soon enough. But what you should learn now is the things that will help you to help others. Do in your heart what will help others. You want to go to a universal level? Start doing it. If you pray for something for yourself, pray for others for that as well. Take it to the universal level. If you want peace in your own heart, pray for peace for all of humanity's heart. If you want healing in your body, pray for every human being to have healing. You are now taking it to a higher level. The prayer work deals with the throat chakra. Do your creative things for God. The talent God has given you, pour it out for God's sake. I wouldn't be telling you this if you were in the mass of consciousness, because this isn't a practice for the masses. For those that want to have a dynamic connection with God, a clear dynamic channel, and they want God to take care of them. They want their father to take care of them. God, our parent, or mother, father, mother, God. They want the parent to take care of them. While we're here on earth, God can take care of us. You do everything you know to do, then God helps you. But he gives you certain things. You can't deny what you know and what you believe. So have faith upwardly. Depend on God. Put dependence, like a child depends on the parent. Come now and depend on God, just like you'd have to depend if you were a little baby and couldn't move yet, for God to feed you and to carry you and to teach you how to walk and talk. Come like the child, brand new and being reborn. That is the truth. There is a reborn consciousness. It's when you make the transition or conversion to another experience of light. Some call it being converted. You know? If you take in, maybe you're 110 and you get converted to 220, you have to have heavy wiring, don't you? See? Well, you're converting your nervous system to pick up subtle energies. See? You're converting your nervous system, instead of picking up the gross things, to pick up the subtle and amplify it. To pick up the subtle and amplify it. To amplify the subtle. To make the subtle gross and the gross subtle. You are looking at things differently than the world, and you will find that the world won't understand these things. So you're going to the next level of seeing. See yourself and your end result. See God giving you that end result. See that vision. See yourself thanking God for giving you the end result. Your goal. Now the goal is independent for each person. Your goal may be different than my goal. My goal is strictly to be with God and do God's work. I don't know anything else. I wouldn't know anything else to do in this world. He's given me the wondrous gift of relieving the pressure of any other thing on me, of teaching, anything I ever did. I don't have no urge to run out and be a chef anymore. You see? I don't have an urge to be a mechanic. I was a mechanic one time. I don't have an urge to be a salesman anymore. The urge I have is just to be God's tool. God's instrument to do his work, to establish that energy. So if you, that's what I asked for. See? So that's what I got. You may need something else. You may need a certain kind of counseling abilities, or ministering abilities, or certain power that you want God, healing power, or speaking in tongues, or interpreting tongues, or discerning the spirits, or prophecy, telling the future, being able to prophesy, those kind of things. Whatever the gift is, you see yourself with it now as you send your energies upward and connect to God. It's called visualized prayer. You're visualizing your prayer. You're making a clear image of it to God. And you're sending all of the other fields upwards to support the image. You're setting up those energies in your spine to support that image. You're setting up your love and devotion to support the image of God in you. You're setting up your thoughts for the image of God in you. You're knowing for the image of God in you. You're creating for the image of God and believing for the image of God, seeing the image of God. You are built in the image of God. You're mystic now. You have two-thirds of the power. You're master over the positive and master of the neutral, and that gives you dominion over the negative. Dominion over it. And see yourself with that dominion. You're going to pass through a realm of black and white. And you might even see those things flashing in your inner screen. Black and white boxes opening and closing, or black and white flashes in your screen. It's because you're balancing these two polarities of consciousness. The individual separate polarity with the universal polarity. Not male and female. We're beyond that now when we're doing this practice. What we're doing now is a practice of being. And so what are you going to be? An individual separated from all things, or an individual with all things? One with all things. You see, you want access to everything, you must give up everything. When you're doing that exercise, there is nothing else. Don't think of what you're going to do later, or wonder about what it's doing or going to do. You're working with a universal principle. It's just like why do we chant, gold crystal firelight or white crystal firelight? To call an unconditioned substance. But you may not even be aware of it coming. You may just have been aware of the words while we were chanting. But some of you felt different energies on your body. You felt tingles, sometimes rushes, more energy in the head at times than others with different chants, more energy in the heart at other times. You were starting to perceive the subtleties of the light and perceive it when you step up. It has to be beyond just the levels of your personality and your individuality. Personality, individuality. Lower self, higher self. Now we're talking about the universal self, the child of God, the son or daughter of God. That's the point you are coming from. And now you come from that, I am one in the kingdom of God. I stand mastering from God's point. God gives me this master. God gives me this mastery to do. And now you're getting the crown, being one with all and centering on that mastery. So you are one with all because God is one with all. You want to be like God. You see? You want to be God-like being. You see? How would God look at this situation? How would God look at that trouble you're going through? That's a different point of view, isn't it? You may only get the cosmic point. Maybe you can't relate to a non-formed point. You might have to say, what does it look like if I was standing on the edge of space looking at the planet? We can get a pretty good view of that if you look at some of the pictures they're showing from the several craft, right? Well, I saw those pictures before they ever even had a rocket off the planet. And mystics have been looking from outer space to the planet and to other planets for many, many years. I was taught in one teaching how to travel around the planets. And it was very interesting because, first of all, I had to realize I had to travel in a spirit body, which was not limited to the form of the physical body, because if I took something like the physical body and there was no air to breathe, what would I do? You see, spirit doesn't need any breath to breathe. It's got life. But the body, to maintain life, has to have a breath moving through it. See, you can go without food, 30, 40 days. You can go out water for 30 days. See? But you can't go without air for more than a few minutes. That's the way of the body. So you can go without truth for a while, and you can go out wisdom for a while. But you can't go without love. That's the truth of spirit. Because it is that which adheses us all together. And so each one of these levels, you are using love as the motivator upwards. Your love and devotion from the emotions, or your thoughts, or your knowledge, or your ideas and beliefs, you're seeing is in love. That is the life of spirit, love, bliss in all things. You see, practicing that. Because that's the first ray of the ministry. It's called the Love Ray Ministry. See, if you don't put it in now, you're not going to get it. You might as well decide now to be a minister. You're going to be a minister. You don't wait till the end of the course. So you came in here for a purpose. Purpose is gold. So my purpose from this point on is to be a minister for God. See, you're not being a minister for Tad. Don't think about that. You make your covenants with God, and then you'll be aware when that comes on. So that's why we're moving it up to sensitize. Now what will happen is you start saying it up, you get more sensitive. Remember, things begin to amplify. You get more sensitive. So you have to be very careful in this movement of sensitivity. Okay, I'm talking to her subconscious. So this movement of sensitivity, as you get up, you become a sensitive. See, as soon as you hit the heart level, then you're known as a sensitive. But you'll become more physically sensitive, more emotionally sensitive, more mentally sensitive. But sensitivity comes from the heart. A sensitive is a person that is in the heart. It means they have great feeling. They're sensitive to even the finest vibrations. How can I answer your thoughts before you think them unless I'm aware or sensitive to them? Sometimes I answer your thoughts before you ask them. Sometimes I answer them before you think of them. I remember once doing this tape, and the person, I would answer the question, then the person would ask me the question. And he says, how can you answer my question when I just thought about that question to answer the ask the question, and I didn't recognize you were giving me the answer to the question? This is because you didn't have the question yet, so the answer is the other half of the question to make the whole thing. And so you had the question then after, because the question was coming to the mind, his mind. There's universal fields. Every time you call on something, energy comes out of a universal field to support you. Out of the mind of humanity, you get the power of mind. Your little mind is only a little mind. I mean, if you've got your association with mind, it is very small. I mean, how much? I mean, how many books can you put it in? Well, it's not enough. If you sit down and wrote everything you knew down, you'd find yourself repeating in a very short time things over and over again from different points of view, the same thing. If you get down to basically what you know, you'd be very surprised how much we don't know out of the all-knowing, God's knowing. So it's not my knowledge, but God's knowledge. You have to turn your knowledge upwards. Not my knowledge, what I know, but what God knows. That's what you're looking for. If a stranger comes to you and asks you a question, you don't know that person. You personally cannot tell them anything. Right? But if they come, people have come and they've never had a reading from me. They never saw me before. Somebody sent them that day. I don't even know their name. I have to ask what their name is. So give me the name and I'll tell them all things about themselves, all kinds of things about themselves. Things they didn't think anybody else knew. And a lot of them think that somebody told those things to me. They did. By in their subtle consciousness, by what they held, what they're believing, what they're knowing, you will pick those things up as you get more sensitive, as you handle those in yourself. But if you block yourself, you won't. If you have something in there that scatters the energy, you won't. Like a fractured crystal. A thought that is not clear is a fractured crystal. So see, you're not putting unclear thoughts or unclear feelings in your body either. See, be clear. Get absolutely clear about it. That way you'll have dynamic faith and a surety of movement. You won't be afraid to take the next step in what you want to do. We're giving you powers for life. Some of you we may not see again. Some of you will work with us for many, many years while we're here. See, but some of you will come and go. That's the way it works. I would love to keep you all. I love you all. I don't want to see anybody go. I love you all. I wish we could have our relationship forever. And I know in spirit we do. But maybe personality-wise, I might not see your physical body for many, many years or might not see it again. You might not see me again. You might decide to go someplace else. You see. But some of you decided God has some work for you to do. And you see, here's a place you can get it done. That's what we do. We don't say, come do my work. Perform my mission. What we say is, here's a place where God is doing things. If he has something to do, and you can do it through this focus, then you do it through this focus. But you should be absolutely clear about it. Clear. Clarity. So these exercises that we're teaching you also will have a deep psychological effect upon you. They will change your life for life. Things will change in you for life. They'll change your life for life. Things that you never thought about committing to, you'll be ready to give your life to. I'm a living sacrifice for the teaching. I've given my life to do this work, so that it makes me a living sacrifice, doesn't it? Well, that's what he must do. God's a living sacrifice to all creation, isn't he? So we seek to have those God-like attributes. God's of service to everybody. Wouldn't you like to be of service to everybody? Well, your monetary problems would all stop, wouldn't it? So would your loneliness, and so would the limits to your power would stop. They would expand. I'm surprised how much come out. I write songs like, you know, they just come out. It's wonderful. I could sit here and write a dozen songs today. Just tuned to this song channel, you see. I could sit and do readings all the time. I mean, I have to turn readings down. I could make a great living just reading people. Or I could just teach. I could just minister. I could just go around and do healing. See how many gifts God has given me? Because I've done these exercises I'm telling you about, God will bless you greatly. He may give you a dozen gifts, or he may give you one. I thank God he gave me so many gifts of the Spirit. You know why? I said, I claim this gift. I claim this gift. Thank you, God. I accept this gift. I claim it. I accept it. I receive that. Are you saying I receive it? I claim it. I accept it. See? Do you claim it? God's always holding them out there for you. You see? If you're not at the... You may not be awareness to notice some of them. That's why we're getting subtler. So this is a great challenge. Dynamic challenge. But as strong as you are in that direction, you'll be a hundredfold stronger in the other direction. Something happens by sending that energy upwards. It starts tenfold. When it hits the crown, it goes like a hundredfold. Just boom, jumps right up. Each chakra gets higher in intensity. Some people say, I'm heavy, but I'm light. You know, I'm intense all the time. If you're ever around me, you know that. People around me say, this guy's never off. You wake me up in the middle of the night, I'll talk about God. You see. That's where you know where a person's at. Wake up in the middle of the night and ask them a question. If they're a master in that area of consciousness, they're going to answer you. See? You'll say, wait till I get awake, I've got to get there. Means you've lost it. You have to go find it again. Let's say I put it down someplace. What we're looking for is a connection that's always on. Even when you don't feel good in your own consciousness, if someone comes and asks for healing, God goes right through and heals them. You don't become a hindrance to God and to his work. You become an instrument. Well, there's times where I felt like, man, I wondered if this, I even got anything done in that class. And people come and say, this is one of the greatest classes. They touched me in different ways than I'd ever been touched before. I'm going, thank you, God, because I know God did it through me. You see, it needs a step-down transformer. You're it. You see? And as you get brighter, more intense, you're going to get more wanted. People's going to want you more. So you have to know when and where to go. Otherwise, you go every place. So you'll be starting being drawn into places. some people will just take you off and drain your energies out and never apply anything. You see, waste your time. I've had students come around and spend hours talking and talking and asking questions, talking and asking questions. See them a week later and they're doing what they were doing before, doing the old opposite stuff. Why spend all this hours and hours with that person? They won't get off of the old position. You see? So I learned to give to some and to break up the holds on others. When a person comes to me that way now, I break up their hold. Was all mother said, are you serious about what we're doing here? I'll start confronting them with the energies. You see? But I'll be clear enough to know that I'm doing it for their sake and for God's sake and not because of a personal thing. That's the moving up of an inward of the energy. Every time you go to move, you say, is this the highest thing I can do in this situation? This is the highest thing I can do in this situation. You want to apply the God self, the good self? Well, do the best you can. Okay, by doing the best you can, the highest thing you can do in a situation, by doing the best you can, all guilty games and all shame games will now be falling away, and nobody can make you guilty or ashamed, so there'll be no crack for the negative to get in. You're doing the best you can. Your husband, your wife can't knock you down either because you're doing the best you can. And your friends won't knock you down either because you're doing the best you can. You gain a new strength by doing the best you can. That's God's will for you, to do the best you can. That's what God's will is for you, to be the best person, to be the best spiritual expression that you can be. That's what God has for you. When the negative comes up, what makes a difference is how you react. When the negative comes up, it's how you react, what level you react out of, what you'll get back. If you're reacting out of the best that's in you, you will receive the best. You'll turn darkness into light. You'll turn darkness into light by your very magnetics. And you'll be aware of everything has solidity. You'll be aware of the solidity of that. It may be a finer solidity than the earth things that you've been touching, but thoughts have form and solidity. You can feel someone's angry thought hit you. Well, they hit me in my mind. I'm right aware of that, man. It's just like punching me in the nose. You see? Or they hit you psychically. You have to know which level they're hitting you on. So if you take one step at a time and you're going upward, when someone hits you on that level, you take the energy up. What's that do? If they're holding on the energy, that takes them up. You see what I'm saying? And so as you learn to do this in yourself by sending the energies upward, 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 when somebody else comes to you, you'll go and take them upward. People come out of the readings and they're glowing. They're happy. They're full of energy. People come out of the classes and they got a lot of energy and power. I notice when people are in classes or come to me, there are only two ways. They either like me or they don't. There's none of those trying to say, you know, I'll try to like them, or try not to like them. They either like me or they don't like me. It's clear, absolutely clear. I know exactly where I stand. They're going to do it or they're not going to do it. See? They may be coming up there and saying, I'm going to do it. I can see their aura if they're going to do it or not. See? And I can tell them certain things, but unless they put them into action, nothing's going to happen. So you get clear. You give them a clear, direct, clear and direct, open and direct. In the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it says, now that you accept me and you ask me no questions, I'll tell you the knowledge that's nearer knowing. A mind open and direct will know all. A mind that is open and direct will know all. Will know the knowledge that's nearer than knowing. What's nearer knowing? Being. To have the experience of it. Not just to know it because someone else did it. You can watch a juggler. Well, you know juggling. You know what it is. But to be a juggler is different than knowing what a juggler is. To be be a God man is different than, or a God woman is different than knowing what a God woman or a God man is. You see? To be a great counselor is different than knowing what a great counselor is and being one. A lot of people know things. A lot of people have intellectual knowledge. A lot of people have experiential knowledge of what they know. But see, you have to go beyond that. You even have to go beyond belief. It's a big jump, isn't it? And so you're doing physiological things, emotional things, mental things, psychic things, creative things, individual things, all in one movement upwards, 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 ascension, ascension, ascension. This is called the practice of ascension. Do you know what I'm going to do when I leave this life? I'm going to consciously leave this life. You know, I thought we didn't have a choice over that. But I've met masters that consciously left. They consciously take their ascension. I don't want to have a blank between here and the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to go to sleep for a while and wake up and I'm in heaven. I'm aware of heaven now. I'm aware of God now. So it'll only be a matter of just leaving the body and still being in that awareness. See the security? My security is in God.